The number one issue on the minds of citizens participating in the statewide forum was the controversial profile of learning, a graduation requirements test for grades 9 through 12 that's being implemented by Minnesota schools. The new program requires students to complete numerous hands-on projects in various areas before they can earn their diploma. But the state's plan has come under heavy fire from students, parents, and teachers. Opponents say the state has intervened in what should be a set of standards created at the local level. Others say the heavy paperwork is a bureaucratic nightmare. Last week, the House voted to scrap the mandated plan. House Speaker Steve Swigum defends the vote.
This is not necessarily an either-or situation. Either-or meaning you can have high standards. You can expect high standards for graduation. But we don't have to have the bureaucratic nightmare that has been placed upon our educators, our teachers, local administrators, and the students of the state.
But Governor Ventura took a more moderate approach last night, saying he favors delaying the implementation of the plan, but not scrapping it.
Well, I think the benefit of delaying it is to back off the fear of it, because there seems to be a great fear out there that's being generated over this whole thing. And I think the benefit of delaying it is to allow a second look at the bureaucracy, get some of the paperwork out of it, make it easier to implement it. If there's bad things in there, remove them.
Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe presides over a chamber that's more profile-friendly, and he agreed with Governor Ventura's position.
We ought to give the administration more time for implementation. That seems to be the issue right now, is to work through this, and so the Senate will certainly work with the administration and the House to see if we can keep high standards. I think that's the bottom line. I think people in this state want and deserve high standards, and I don't think we ought to retract on that.
State Education Commissioner Christine Jacks supports keeping the profile of learning intact, but also agrees to giving local school districts more control. Jacks favors withholding this year's test results from students' transcripts until the program gets overhauled.
Because while we're all fighting it out, we want to make sure they're not hurt. We're saying that students have to accomplish this in order to graduate, and we haven't quite figured out what the this is.
Later, Governor Ventura drew applause when he committed more funding to reduce class size for the earliest years. He wants a ratio of 17 students for each teacher, and talked about a test project in a Twin Cities district that he says produced great results.
We heard from children, we heard from parents, we heard from teachers, and they said how unbelievable this was, not only scholastically to those kids, but socially. One little child got up and said, you know, before I was in a classroom where there were 27 kids, and she said, I got called on 15 times a week. She said, now at 15 to 1, I'm getting called on 15 times a day.
Ventura also advocates neighborhood schools, saying parental involvement is hampered when parents have more than a half-hour commute between home and their child's school. But the governor was not above criticism. Maria Renee Grigsby of St. Paul said she was disappointed the governor did not stay for the duration of the forum and instead opted to head to the Rolling Stones concert in Minneapolis. She says she wanted to hear his views on racial issues affecting most urban schools.
He has stated that he is colorblind, at least when it comes to racial background. I would like to know how he will lead the process for racially equitable standards, a multicultural curriculum, and the separate but equal neighborhood schools that may result if we go back to neighborhood school. How will the racially equitable treatment of all students be guaranteed by a colorblind governor?
Commissioner Jacks handled the question in the governor's absence, saying local control will allow for more relevant curriculum for the student body.
The whole colorblind comment, you know, we need to meet children where children are and know what their needs are, and in some situations their race and the treatment they've received because of their race is relevant and needs to be addressed. But if ever there's an issue of local control, that is an issue. That is where that issue lies, because no one can speak better to the situation than the people who are living it.
Ahead on the legislative track for the Profile of Learning program is a hearing in a Senate Education Committee before it goes to the full Senate for a vote. After that, it's headed for a conference committee where lawmakers are expected to argue over the controversial plan for weeks before their differences can be worked out in time for final passage. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.